Unit 5. Page 66. Communication and culture. Communication. Activity 1. Listen to a talk by Mr. Ben Wilson, a sociologist and psychologist, about preserving migrants' cultural identity. Answer the questions.
The topic of my talk today is the problems many migrants have to face when living in a place which is not their homeland. Migrants can be immigrants who settle down in another country, but migrants can also be those people moving from one place to another within the same country, like moving from the countryside to the city. In a multicultural society like ours, migrants are encouraged to maintain their own cultural identity. When people migrate, they do not leave their beliefs, customs, or cultural practices behind. They want to assimilate into the new culture, but they also want to maintain their own. However, their children and grandchildren, I mean the next generations, find it difficult. There are mainly two ways for migrants to pass down their culture to the next generation. First, they should encourage all family members to speak the mother tongue at home. This will help the young ones to communicate with people in the home country when they have a chance to visit their homeland. This also means that it's necessary to travel to the home country regularly. There is no better way to learn about a culture than to experience it firsthand. Second, they should attend festivals celebrating their culture, such as the Lunar New Year for some Asian communities. On these occasions, everybody can enjoy traditional food, wear traditional clothes, sing folk songs, and exchange best wishes in the heritage language. People will have a chance to get together and maintain and further develop their sense of cultural identity.